Okay, on the line now I have Michael Keneally, Director of Vape Business Ireland. Good afternoon, Michael. How are you?
Good afternoon, Noel. How are you?
Now, not too bad at all. Now, the recent survey by Minister Catherine Byrne talking about smoking and drinking, of course, but we live on the smoking. It's decreased by 1% since 2016. Explain to me a little bit about vaping, how many different sort of instruments there are that you can use, and are they legislated for?
Well, they're all legislated for now. There's there were new rules brought in there back in April. And all products now have to be certified and tested and go through a very rigorous testing procedure before they can be put on the market. And I suppose in the last 12 months, you did quite rightly say that the number of smokers in Ireland has gone down by 1%. I suppose basically what you asked there about the different types of products that are there.
Yeah.
I suppose it's split into two types. You have the first type, which you would see in your normal convenience store, which are the ones that look very like cigarettes. They're called Cigalites.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a little battery, and you buy cartomizers that screw into those, and when they're finished, you dispose of them. The other ones then would be a heavier type battery.
These the ones you see at stands, more professional looking around supermarkets and around vape shops.
They, and with those, then you have a whole range of liquids then, varying in strength, nicotine strength from 0 to 18 probably would be the highest that you'd go, but the majority of those batteries would be quite strong. So the amount of nicotine you need or you use in one of those would be very low.
Okay,
which is quite good actually.
Okay, and of course this is all explanatory as you're buying them. You probably get leaflets and all that with them, do you?
When you go into a vape shop, you would get normally in our stores, the Mad Vape stores. But it would normally take maybe for a new customer, a new client coming in who's just starting or who's looking to start in vaping. But it could take anything from 25-30 minutes of instruction and training and explaining all the different products that are available, mm-hmm. and the different strengths of liquids that are available as well, just to make sure that the person understands and knows what they're doing. So basically, it would all be done through training, in store training with the client.
Okay, so as you said, legislation come in, the guidelines. So has that changed the format of the way things were done initially when it came out, where I think anyone could really open a shop, couldn't they, at that time?
Well, anybody can still open a store. Anybody can still sell, but you can only sell legal product now. You cannot sell product that hasn't been tested, that hasn't been certified. The EU has a website where all these products have to be listed. They all have to be verified by the various health departments in each country. And once they're listed on that website, then they're the only products that can be sold.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and I think the most important part of the report really is the fact that the vast majority, 99% plus of people that vape are all ex-smokers, and I think that it's very important that smokers at the moment should be informed, specifically through the Department of Health and the HSE have a website called quit.ie, and I think it's important that vaping should now be included in alternatives to smoking, and that information should be available to people, to smokers on the website, to help them to quit.
But I don't think, I mean, there has to be a reason for that. I mean, they can't get the health authority recommending these as an alternative as such.
Well, from all the research that's been done, they're 95% safer than smoking, you know?
Yeah, I know, but still that 5%, I suppose, always it comes into it. And the interesting thing as well, that I have to say as well, Michael, is you never see, well, I haven't anyway, very young people vaping. It's always people, as you say, ex-smokers, but they're always that bit older, middle-aged or more. Which is an interesting concept.
Because they're feeling the damage done now from smoking, and I think that, you know, quit.ie should be there for everybody, and the alternative should be there for people to be able to make a decision as to what the alternative they want to use for instead of smoking.
Okay, has there been any research done at all on vaping?
Lots. I mean, there's an awful lot of research has been done. Not a lot from the Department of Health, but certainly they're starting to look at it now. But an awful lot of research has been done by the NHS in the UK and the UK Department of Health as well. And one of their reports came out late last year, which concluded that vaping is 95% safer than smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And now, vaping products are available on the NHS. Vaping products are on their Quip websites. Vaping products are now in the UK are now recommended as an alternative to smoking.
Okay, and you think that's what they should be doing here with the HSE as well? Exactly the same.
Well, I mean, you know, when you think about it, like 95% safer than smoking. I mean, you know, it's a no-brainer, really, isn't mm-hmm. it?
Okay, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, I'm sure that there's always people with opposing arguments, and as you say, maybe there's not enough research has come back yet. More intense research, when I say that, I mean, what you have there, 94% of some of the research they've done. But I'm saying maybe a little more intense.
It's all ongoing. It's all ongoing, though. You know, I mean, the industry itself is only, what, maybe 10, 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think that the initial research that's coming out is extremely positive and should be acted on.
Okay. Incidentally, was, you know, the background of it, where it started and where they're all produced and stuff like that, is it come from a specific country? We know, like, tobacco come from various countries, but the vaping and its ingredients, do they come from different countries as well?
No, the hardware, generally the hardware is manufactured in China,
mm-hmm.
but the liquids in Nobby, I think there are three manufacturing units here in Ireland, several in the UK as well, and quite a lot on the continent. So they would all come under the new regulations that they have to manufacture to certain standards, and all the ingredients have to be notified and noticed. And all the testing, which is the important part, just for one product, that I think the testing can cost anything up to €5,000 just to test one single product.
Okay.
You know? So it's quite an expensive procedure just to do the manufacturing.
Okay, and all the health and safety has been done. Listen, thank you very much indeed, Michael, for enlightening us on that, if you pardon the pun. But people should go there.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Michael.
Thank you, too. Thank you. All the best.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. And that's Michael Keneally, Director of Vape Business Ireland. And if you are a smoker and you want to quit, you can. There are the answers in the advice. Quit.ie. There you go. But that was Michael Keneally, Director of Vape Business Ireland.